We have an update now on an American invasion of Scotland. The country has been overrun by American mink. The animals were brought to Britain back in the 1950s to be farmed for fur coats, but they've since run wild and are wreaking havoc on other species. Now the Scots have begun a campaign to eradicate the invaders. NPR's David Green reports from Aberdeen.
Bagpipe music at the airport and in the city streets. Yes, Scotland gives a warm welcome to visitors. Unless you happen to be an American mink. They've been here 50 years, escaping from farms, breeding in the wild. Now tens of thousands of these Americans are roaming around, eating the locals. And Scotland is fighting back.
So here we are on the banks of the River Don, which is running very fiercely today because it has been very wet.
That's Xavier Lombin, who's leading the charge. He's a Belgian-born ecologist at the University of Aberdeen. He lives in a part of Scotland that's proud to promote its Scotch whiskey and salmon fishing. But Lombin is spending his time chasing mink. He's seen them here on the river. Truth be told, they are not the most pleasant creatures. Mink are vicious carnivores. They're about the size of a small cat. But if they met a cat, they'd probably eat it.
They will basically be patrolling the banks and looking for birds and frogs and small mammals, voles.
Yes, voles. If you know anything about Scotland, you know you don't mess with their water voles. These furry little creatures are beloved here. Scottish novelist Kenneth Grahame used a water vole as a main character in his children's book, Wind in the Willows. Back in his mink war room at the zoology department, Professor Lombin says 95% of the voles are gone, thanks in large part to the mink.
You either deal with this invasive species or you accept to lose some of your native species. It's quite a dilemma.
And Lombin is confronting it with one of the world's most ambitious programs to eliminate an invasive species. So far, nearly 4,000 square miles of Scotland have been declared mink-free. That sound the BBC recorded of one mink screeching in a live trap. They're not left in that trap for long. Soon, someone kills the mink with a single shot to the head. Cruel as this sounds, the Scottish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says the process is humane and also necessary to protect Scotland's ecosystem.
Can you really live by the river?
The beauty of the countryside was captured in Wind in the Willows, the book and the movie, by Ratty the water vole.
It's my world. I don't want any other.
Sarah Wanless still cherishes that book.
Which many, many sort of children in Britain, I guess of my generation, we were all, had it read to us, and it was a book that absolutely fired my imagination when I was a child.
This is why she's so ticked off at the mink. They're vole killers. By day, Wanless works a job protecting seabirds, but on the side, she manages a mink trap.
Big female mink was successfully trapped here, which is absolutely fantastic.
And that's really the striking thing about this story. So many Scots love their countryside and their wildlife. And to protect it all, they've signed up to serve as volunteer mink killers.
Spring-loaded cage, like so.
Adrian Hudson works for an organization that promotes fishing. He once caught mink in the trap he's showing us, and he's trained to fire the shot. What motivates Hudson is Scotland's precious salmon, and the jobs here at the hotels and restaurants along the Dee River serve the people who come to catch them. When salmon are killed by mink, he says, the local economy suffers.
You don't wake up in the morning saying, oh, I might get to shoot a trapped mink today, but they're a pest. I guess there probably are people who like mink, but I've never met one.
Hard as it was, I did find people who aren't ready to jump on the anti-mink bandwagon. I found them in the city. Andrew Edney was at a pub in Aberdeen. He sounds a bit Darwinian about the whole mink problem.
They may like have affected the natural order of things, but things are always changing, so just leave them. Yeah.
His friend Susan Stewart says scientists simply must have other options.
They're just not looking hard enough. They're looking for the easy way out, really, are they? Let's just shoot them. It's not all just the mink's fault.
True as that may be, this war seems to have no end. Once scientists clear the mink out of Scotland, they plan to drive the American invaders out of the whole of Britain. David Green, NPR News, Aberdeen, Scotland.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.